The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
The College Football Experience Ohio State Buckeyes season preview on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WynnBET. Get started today and you'll get a risk-free bet up to $500. Terms and conditions apply. Get the details at WynnBET.com. That's WynnBET.com and download the app today. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's number one app to buy and sell sports bets. Use the promo code SGP on your first deposit to receive up to $500 in bonus cash. That's PropSwap.com, promo code SGP. We're also brought to you by Underdog. Make sure you head over to UnderdogFantasy.com and use the promo code SGPN for a free $25. Yes, you can use the free $25 to enter their Best Ball Mania 2. First place in Best Ball Mania 2 gets $1 million. That's right. Sign up now for a free shot at $1 million. Drafts are happening constantly, and it's not just NFL. They also have NBA, MLB, and more. UnderdogFantasy.com, promo code SGPN for your chance to win $1 million. We're also brought to you by the SGPN app. Yes, of course. Don't forget to download the SGPN app in the App Store or Google Play Store today.
Hey, what's up, you degenerate gamblers? This is Bill Burr, and you're listening to SGPN. Let it ride, baby.
Welcome to the College Football Experience Ohio State Buckeyes season preview. My name is Colby Swinging Dantabase Dan, aka Pick Dundee. That's not a pick. This is a pick. Woo! And I'm joined by my co-host, former JMU Duke defensive back. Give it up for the burrito eating, sideline kiss stealing, wheeling and dealing, Patty C in the place to be.
Hi-oh. Oh.
My CPU is a neural net processor, a learning computer.
That's your introduction, all right?
Yeah.
That's your introduction. Let's get the Dundee music. Patty C, this is Ohio State, all right?
Yeah.
This is the Buckeyes. Ryan Day, Urban Meyer, Jim Tressel, doesn't make a difference. They are running ever since 2002, really. I know you can go back further and point out a lot of great years. But they really had a tide turn.
It's easy to see a tide turn
in 2002, because ever since then, this program has been the epitome of dominant. What do you think of? I mean, well, first off, they're replacing a lot, but I don't think you panic if you're a Buckeye fan, because you've been doing this for the past 20 years, basically.
Yeah, there are certain teams that, you know, when they say, "Hey, we don't rebuild, we reload," this is one that actually means it. There's a few.
Yes. And Ryan Day is a good coach. Kevin Wilson's a good OC. Now, I think Kerry Coombs got some work for, he's got to cut down some things on the defensive side of the ball that happened from a season ago. Obviously Justin Fields is a Chicago Bear, right? But Master Teague is back. Chris Olave is back. They returned three of five on the offensive line, on the offensive line. And let's just be honest, the other receivers are studs. They've been recruiting the wideout very well ever since the days of Chris Carter and Jeff Graham. Yeah. So I don't fear anything there. Tight end Jeremy Ruckett, new guy, senior, going to be starting. But yes, Chris Olave, Garrett Wilson back. CJ Stroud, you think that's going to be the guy? CJ Stroud?
That's what they're saying. That's what it's looking like right now.
Could be a quarterback battle between a few guys, but was it Kyle McCord?
Yeah.
Is it gonna matter?
It really won't.
I mean, this is a team that won a national championship with the third string quarterback not that long ago.
That's true. That's true. With two games experience under his belt. Yeah, and then they're
Andy beat a kid 88-14 in Madden or something like
some,
that.
Some yeah. kid in the hospital.
I forget that score, but this team is just going to roll, right? I mean, they're
and they got the number one quarterback, number one player in the nation from this past class,
and right now they're in the middle of a
number one recruiting class as
one, one of the best ever, perhaps.
Yeah, fuck, freaking unbelievable.
The rich are getting richer. I understand that this team's inexperienced. You're only returning six starters on offense, and this is breaking in a new quarterback. With this offense, Patty C was the 11th best scoring offense in the country a season ago, 8th rushing the ball, 37th passing the ball, 7th overall. Mm. Do you think they got to drop off a little bit, right? Just because Justin Fields is gone.
Let me tell you what. Here are their offensive ratings over the past 4 years, and they've only had Fields for like two of those, right?
Yeah.
So starting in 2018, number 6, this is scoring offense. Then number 8, then number 3, and then number 11. So last year with Fields was actually their worst scoring offense rating in a while. So
they're a lock to be a top 20 scoring offense.
Yeah, they're going to move the ball. There's no doubt about it.
Okay, now you want to talk about what could be the thing to circle if you're a Buckeye fan. The defensive side of the ball.
Yeah, and that over the last 4 years has also been an issue.
Only 5 starters back on defense. Do you have those stats in front of you?
Yeah, last 4 scoring defenses. Well, not a huge issue, but not quite to the same level the offense was. 15, 53, 4, and 44. So sometimes elite, you know, 2 top 10 2 top 20 finishes, I should say, but then 2 down in the 40s and 50s. So.
Yeah,
you can't have that kind of defensive performance and expect to beat an elite offense.
Yeah, yeah,
I just think an elite overall team, I should say.
Yeah, I mean, and that was the knock I think against some. Who was it that they brought in? Was it Alex Grinch? They gave him a really hard time. Grinch is doing some great things now at Oklahoma.
Yeah,
I was high on that. I think Grinch would have had it working out in time, but I mean, they had Shiano, who's proven to be a good coach at Rutgers. They made Rutgers look a lot more respectable a season ago. But they do have some problems there. I mean, look, this team, you said 43rd scoring defense a season ago, 6 against the run, 122nd against the pass. That's like LSU in a way.
Interesting.
59th overall in total defense, Patty C.
Just getting bombed on last year.
I don't know, man. I just think, you're breaking in some whole set of linebackers. Now, granted, it's linebacker you in a way. Yeah, two coming back on the D line. Haskell Garrett is back. The secondary is bringing back 3 of 5. So they're going 4-2-5. But I mean, this. Why do I just? It's crazy when you look at. It's like looking at Alabama.
Yeah.
It's like, well, am I really supposed to sit there and say, no, they're not going to be that good this year? No,
no, they are.
This team is going to be rolling. I think the schedule kind of breaks nice for them.
Who are the defensive ends they've had lately?
Surprise, surprise. They do not have back-to-back away games. Oh,
surprise. Shocking. Shocking.
Finding that fitting.
Yeah.
What were you saying? Who
defensive
are
ends? Obviously Chase Young, obviously, both of the Bosa brothers. Bosa's,
yeah. I mean, yeah. They've all Vernon Golson back in the day.
Yeah. Who are the DNs they got now? Why am I drawing a blank?
Zach Harrison.
Zach Harrison was the number one, like one of the top players in the country.
And Tyreek Smith.
Yeah. They're ridiculous. So that train is going to, and they're bringing in this Jack Sawyer kid. Who's supposed to be
writing
like,
novels.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I mean, I just don't know where we're going to go through the schedule here in a second, but obviously the pass defense got to get better. If there's one glaring weakness from this team a season ago, it was the pass defense.
Now, why do you think that is? Is that just old school?
What happened to the days of Sean Springs,
you know,
and Mike Doss?
They've had quite a few of those stud defenses.
Sean Gale. Back in the day,
man, you're going to be able to pull. I'm drawing blanks on. I'm sure I can rattle off a few if I want.
They've had a ton of great corners, man.
Yeah.
Anyway, but 122nd pass defense.
Yeah, that's terrible. I mean, it almost feels like they're specifically only, you know, keying on the run. they're like, hey, daring teams to beat them with the pass, and then they got beat. That's for such a humongous discrepancy. Normally, if you're, you would expect the two to be somewhat close, because if you're getting that beaten that badly with the pass, you just go into a more of a pass defense. So you're, but they just stuck with it, I guess so.
And you know, they have 21 consecutive victories against the Big Ten.
Man, yeah, they have absolute stranglehold on this conference and that division, obviously.
We're going to get to the win total, but first I want everyone, look, Tommy's Diner, been open 30 years. This is the place you want to go to in Columbus. Friends of the program here, I'm telling you, if you get a shot in Columbus, Ohio, make sure you check out Tommy's Diner. They got breakfast served all day. You gotta go there. Just put it like that. They got some great, yeah, I mean, you can get steak, a ribeye, steak and eggs. Everything you want. They got more than breakfast. They got specials. They got, I'm telling you, go to Tommy's Diner in Columbus. You'll enjoy it. Friends of the program. But let's get to it, man. The win total's at 11, Patty C.
Yeah.
Is, by the way, let me ask you something. What's your opinion of Ryan Day so far?
I mean, how can, I know he's getting a lot of praise, and I know that you take a little bit of exception to that. Obviously, what Trestle,
I think he's a good coach.
Yeah,
I think he's a really good coach, but I just think it's funny that everyone puts him in the top five, and I'm like that. Like, I think any decent football coach can come into this talent and win in the Big Ten. I'm not trying to discredit what he's done, but I think, like, let's just say if you throw Matt Campbell in here,
yeah,
I think they're winning.
Yeah,
you throw Gary Patterson in here.
Yeah,
I think they're winning the same amount of games, if not more.
If you give Kirk Ferentz or fucking Pat Fitzgerald
this
talent, they're winning. They're winning without it.
They're
getting close to that level, not close to Ohio State's level necessarily.
But I'm saying, like, I think there's a lot of coaches. I'm not trying to discredit Day because I think he's a really good coach. But I think you put. I'm going to go out and say I'm going to go out on a limb here, and I know Ohio State fans are going to shit on me here.
Yeah,
I'm going to say you put Dave Clawson, Wake Forest's head coach, who I think is really good at Wake Forest.
Yeah.
You put him at Ohio State with his talent, I think they'll do the same.
Look, I mean, you showed me a picture the other day of Steve Adazio, one of your quote beloved. That's actually a coach that I give more credit. And, you know,
I think he's a horrible coach.
I don't give him credit anymore. Right. I there was a time when I gave Steve Adazio credit, but the more information that comes out about him, the worse he looks. And one of the pieces of information was when he had Don Brown and Ryan Day as his coordinators
at BC.
They were
going 7-6 every year. I don't think he's a horrible coach. I think he's just an average coach, below average. Lose a lot of games you shouldn't lose. Adazio, that is. Day, but that's kind of my point, is I don't know if that was Adazio just being horrible, or is that, like, if Day was coaching those Boston College teams, would they have probably gone 7-6, maybe 8-4?
Yeah.
Or 8-5, I'm sorry.
Maybe they'd be a little better. Adazio is exceptionally.
But you see, my point is, like, I think Day is fantastic at what he's doing right now. He walked into the greatest situation. I think you can make the case no coach has walked into a better situation ever.
That's true. How has Kevin Wilson been there for both years?
I think so, because he was with Meyer, I think.
Okay, so I mean, that's one of the best coordinators in the game.
And he was at Indiana, and what, he got fired for, was he cursing at his players or something
like
that?
I think so, but he was leading them to
great success. He was a good coach at Indiana.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think Ryan Day is a very, I think he's doing a great job.
Yeah.
If I was, you know, was it Gene Smith? Is that their
AD?
The AD, then I'd be like, yeah, let's extend him. He's doing a great fucking job. So I'm not trying to talk trash about him.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, I don't know how many coaches would fail with that talent.
Wouldn't. I mean, there are probably a few that would.
There would. Of course. But I'm saying there's a lot of good football coaches out there.
Yeah. He's doing almost what you'd expect.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
But that said, on the field, from what I've seen them, they look exceptionally prepared. They look like an extremely well-coached football team.
I agree. Yeah. I mean, he got to observe Meyer. He was there with Meyer.
Yeah.
So I think he just carried out what they were doing, and he's done a great job at it, man. I mean, I'm not trying to knock the guy. You know what I mean? Right. Like,
but losing two games in your first 2 years as a head coach is a great look. But if that's kind of what the program's expectation is, then you're not necessarily, like,
I don't think he should ever be on a hot seat or anything. I'm just saying, I just think that our
media, Nick Saban,
and our media is kind of, in my opinion, they kind of overrate him.
Yeah, I agree.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I was surprised to see his name already, like, as a top five coach in college football. It's like he just took over for Urban Meyer, who and Jim Tressel.
That's the best situation to ever walk into. Can you think of a coach that's walked into a better scenario?
I mean, not really. I mean, whoever takes over for Nick Saban.
Yes. That's what I'm saying. That would be the equivalent.
And they will have the expectation to win.
Yes.
12, 13 games every year.
So let's get to the schedule. The win total is at 11, Patty C. The Buckeyes, well,
here's your case in point. I guess Les Miles did sustain it for a long period of time, so you can't really hate on it, but he kind of fell off, you know, and he inherited from Nick Saban and they won a championship with him, you know, so.
And Ed O.
Yeah, exactly. So, you can inherit a good team and win big without being a great coach.
I just wonder. Yeah, exactly. I'm not saying he's not a great coach though. I'm just saying, I think like when I see what Matt Campbell does at Iowa State or Pat Fitzgerald does at Northwestern, I say, holy shit.
Yeah.
They're doing an unbelievable job. I this is one that I believe if you put Saban at those schools, I don't know that he would, if you put Saban at Iowa State, I don't believe they would have been winning as much as they've been.
I agree. Yeah. I mean, they didn't at Michigan State when he was at Michigan State. So there's no reason to believe that, but I will say that as time extends, the longer you sustain the program and it becomes your own and you sustain that success, even if it is a blue blood that has all the advantages,
it's proof. That's what I'm saying. You cannot talk bad about Ryan Day.
Right.
I would argue that with anybody.
Yeah.
But I just think when you're putting him like ahead of some other coaches that I think, man, I mean, have you seen how bad Northwestern football was before Pat Fitzgerald was there?
I'm a Steelers fan. So like, when Mike Tomlin came in and took over for Cowher, I was like, okay, he won a Super Bowl year two. They'd had the best defense in football for like 15 years under Cowher. I don't believe it yet. Now we're like 12, 15 years in and he has a better career win percentage than Cowher and Chuck Knoll. Yeah. He's a fucking good coach.
Yeah. Agreed. So let's get to these 11 games out the gate. And I think this is actually, I'm going to make a case, Patty. This is their hardest game on the schedule.
Yeah.
Week one. At Minnesota, because I think Minnesota's flying under the radar. It's a Thursday night game at TCF Bank Stadium. I don't care what they call that stadium. I'm just so glad it's outdoors.
Yeah.
And they got rid of that dumbass dome. This is the slipperiest game because I think you got Oregon the next week.
Yeah.
I think Minnesota. You look at their record last year. Oh, we got this one in the bag.
National spotlight Thursday night.
This is one that's gonna be fun.
I love it. I cannot wait.
It's going to be fun, man. Minnesota was a team I think you really have to throw out last year's record. I think every game they played, they had like 30 guys out with COVID.
Yeah.
They were on like their fifth string kicker. They were doing tryouts for kicker. They're just putting guys back. They weren't even kicking field goals. Like they would get like a fourth and 10 at like the 22 yard line. And they would go for it late in the season. I just feel like the whole season with them was just,
it was a shit show. Yeah.
Obviously I'm going to favor Ohio State, but I do think this is the slipperiest game on their schedule.
Well, because of that, and because I think even though they haven't lost a regular season game in the last 2 years, I think that this is the year they do lose a regular season game. And if I had to choose a game, might as well be the first game when they're breaking in a quarterback on the road Thursday night, national spotlight to a very good Minnesota team. Give me Minnesota with the upset.
I could see it. I could see it. Week two, they're home to Oregon. That's a far trip. I am not high as the world is on the Ducks. Although Thibodeau is the best player in the country.
He's a freak.
Going to go ahead and say that.
He's a little light in the pants. He's got a little Jadeveon Clowney in terms of looking like a Greek god, but you know, scary. Like the Ohio State, Chase Young, I knew he even looked a little light in the pants, but he's managed to fill out quite nicely.
He's a fucking animal.
Yeah. He's a freak. And he's got the lateral movement to go ahead with the speed. Kayvon Thibodeau, I think, has a similar skill set. That could be a problem for, Ohio State though, has reloaded this offensive
line.
They're
going to work Oregon. Cristobal is not a good coach. Day is a good coach.
They'll lose one of these first two games. I think, I don't know which one it's going to be.
Cristobal is not a good in-game coach. He's a good recruiter.
We're going to find out if you're right about Cristobal.
I am right about
Cristobal. So far, there's a little credibility to what you said just based on some of the chokes they've had.
I think they win.
Okay.
That's a tough opening three games for him. Tulsa was a good team in the AAC last year.
They'll kill Tulsa.
They will kill Tulsa. Tulsa lost their starting corner, transferred to Missouri. They said there was talk of that guy be a first or second round draft pick, perhaps.
Brutal.
Then they get the Akron Zips, Patty C, who probably couldn't beat, you know, they couldn't beat the Little Giants of that movie.
With, yeah, you know, Little Giants.
Yeah, Little Giants. This is 1-17
in the last 2 years, Akron.
That's a win. They win by 70.
Glad Ohio State challenged themselves with that game.
At least it's not. I mean, it pretty much is an FCS game. If you threw Akron into the FCS, they would Patriot be a, they would be a losing team.
The Colonial.
At Rutgers after that, Shiano, could Shiano play them tough?
No.
Couple years away, right?
Couple years away. It's probably like 5 or 6 years away before they give Ohio State a real run.
What last year was what? It was 49-27. So
that's better than you would expect.
Yeah. Then it's Maryland, Loxley. I don't, and that's Maryland coming to Columbus.
That's a shellacking.
Yeah. They get a bye week before Indiana.
Tagovailoa could surprise, you know.
No, not in Columbus. At Indiana after a bye week.
It's a win.
That's a win. I'm not buying the Indiana hype. This is the one. Saturday, October 30th, Penn State. I believe Penn State's flying under the radar, and I actually think this is the stretch where they could drop one.
Yeah, they have played some close games in this.
Home Penn State at Nebraska. Even though I know they fucked up Nebraska, I think last year 52-17. I think one of those three games, they're going to drop one.
Yeah, well, the Penn State series has been within two scores for six of the last 7 years, and three points for three of those years. This is a good series. I think Ohio State is still pretty far ahead, but the fact that Sean Clifford has significant experience, and CJ Stroud may still be figuring it out, or the quarterback situation as a whole may not have been worked out halfway through the season. They will have gotten it.
Yeah, probably.
I think you're right, but I'm taking Ohio State.
I'm going to say they lose one, because I have them beating Minnesota week one.
Okay, right? So Penn State's the L?
I actually think it might be Nebraska.
Okay.
You know, I called this, and you can attest to this. When they lost at Iowa a couple years ago preseason, I called it, and I called for at Purdue when they lost at Purdue.
You have been an ace at calling Ohio State losses.
I'm
going
to circle that Nebraska game.
Wow.
Right? Because it's coming off of the emotional Penn State win.
That's true. And then a road trip to
Lincoln,
Nebraska coming off a home game against Purdue, which was preceded by a bye before that. So they should be pretty well rested for Ohio State. You might be right. You might be right.
Then it's Purdue coming to Ohio State on November 13th.
Nebraska played them pretty close for a half last year. That was a decent game for a half.
Then it's Purdue on November 13th coming to Columbus. That's a win. Then it's Michigan State, who looked awful last year, coming to Columbus on November 20th. That's a win. And then you have the one, it could be this game.
It won't be this game.
It won't be this game.
And I will refuse to pick anyone but Ohio State in this game until I'm proven otherwise.
What has it been now?
I mean,
it's like 17 of 18, right?
Yeah. It's something absurd.
I'm talking about the big game here at Michigan. I mean, maybe it's this one. I just think they're going to drop one. Now the problem is that number's on 11, Patty C.
Yeah.
And to be honest, they don't have back-to-back away games, but I still say gun to my head, if I absolutely had to, because I think they're going to go 11-1.
I do too. And it's funny, because pre-podcast, I think we were on different sides of this thing, and I think we've both flipped. If you're about to say what I think you're going to say.
I think gun to my head, give me the under. Oh. But I don't like it. I would not tell anyone to bet this.
Yeah.
Because I think they're going to go 11-1. I think they could go 12-0, but percentage wise, with the amount of returning starters, even though I know these guys are highly recruited and studs, I could just see them dropping one other one. It's high. I don't think it's going to happen, but I think your chances are better.
Slightly better
that they would drop a second game than it would that they go undefeated.
When the odds are 51-49, it's not something you want to bet. It's not mathematically sound there.
I'm going to say this. This team's going to go 11-1.
Yeah, probably. Almost certainly.
They're going to go 11-1.
They should be favored in every game, but
they don't get back to back away, but I just feel like that stretch of Indiana, Penn State, Nebraska is where they're going to drop one.
Yeah. They're
one of those guys is going to play them tougher. Maybe it's Minnesota or Michigan. I don't know. Well, I'm not buying into the Oregon hype. I don't think Tulsa's good enough.
Harbaugh needs this one so bad on that could be it for him. That would be, I guess, six in a row. It should be seven in a row since Michigan copped out last year, dodged the game. You know, as much crap as Herbstreit got and him, like, you know, getting ahead of it and issuing an apology after he caught a little flack. So I guess that's not really him getting ahead of it, but he wasn't wrong. He wasn't wrong. Michigan was going to bitch out of this game, and they did bitch out of this
game. I agree, man. That's why it's almost hard to, I can't even pick Michigan to win that game.
No. Ohio State.
Yeah.
I would say it's almost more likely that they go 12-0 just because they are so prepared. They don't have the back-to-back roads. I mean, really, there's not two even elite teams on their schedule or very good teams. I guess Indiana, Penn State, Nebraska. That's a tough stretch.
What's the hardest stretch? See, and this is great scheduling once again. They get a bye week before their two hardest opponents. Their hardest opponents are at Indiana and home to Penn State.
Yeah. I mean, it would be smarter if they didn't put them back to back.
But no. But unfortunately, in college football, when you schedule, it's highly likely you're going to have
at least two good teams.
I don't even think that's that ruthless of a two game stretch, right?
I mean, the fact that one of them is at home.
Yeah, and I do think Indiana was kind of an outlier last year. No, right?
That's super easy. You get,
but that's the hardest two games, unless you want to make a case that Minnesota, Oregon. But I think at Indiana and home to Penn State's harder because Penn State plays them really well. I feel like.
Yeah.
And but they get a bye week before that, yeah, so the schedule is
before the road game.
It goes back to my statement about the way they protect the best teams. Yeah. I mean, this is a great schedule for the. Oh, maybe we should be on the over.
Everyone's playing chess, not checkers now, and unfortunately, blatant schedule manipulation as far as Colby is, and I can tell.
Oh, I mean, I went through the numbers. I mean, not to. I know this is an Ohio State pod, but I mean, when you see that Oklahoma plays one back-to-back away game in, or zero, and I think 5 years, Texas had one, Iowa State meanwhile having five, Kansas having five, Alabama one, LSU I think one.
Yeah. Oh, there's no doubt. I mean,
Missouri five.
Take all the last 10 years away.
Clemson zero. Throw it zero
away.
For Clemson.
Throw away all that. All of those are very strong numbers defending your argument, and just look at last year, and that's all you need. Look how they manipulated the schedules last year for all the teams. And even during the season, like canceling games, Purdue versus Indiana. It's like, oh, Indiana's having a great year. Let's not risk that and play this game.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. They probably would have lost. All right, folks. Well, I'm going to go with the under. I don't like it. I would not advise my clients to bet the under.
I agree. 11-1 though. That's a playoff berth with the Big Ten.
They're
going to
go 11-1.
12-1 with the Big Ten.
They're
going to
beat like Minnesota in the North or in the Big Ten championship or Northwest. It's probably going to be
Wisconsin, Iowa, maybe. I don't know.
Nebraska, maybe Purdue. I don't know. Anyone but Illinois.
What are they going to do in the playoff? Are they in the invitational, as it were? First round loss this year. Stroud not reliable enough, or
probably it depends who they're paired with. If they get paired with Clemson, they could beat them.
They'll take an L to Oklahoma this year. Oklahoma, I'm starting to
think Oklahoma. I think Oklahoma and Bama are a little bit better than them right now.
Yeah. What about Georgia?
That one's tricky. That's a ball game.
That's a ball game. Do you think they'll beat?
I got to see Georgia open it up before I'm just going to say that Georgia's going to be able to beat Ohio State.
Yeah, but they're right there in the mix. There's no Alabama's not the team they were last year. We don't think.
Alabama and Ohio State are like mirror images this year.
Yeah.
They're replacing all these players, but you know, they're incredibly talented. Them, yeah. So,
another year deep in the postseason for Ohio State.
Yes. The fans should be happy. Go to Tommy's Diner and get a fucking chocolate sundae. Enjoy Tommy's Diner. All right, folks. Look, if you're a first time listener to the College Football Experience, make sure you subscribe because we're breaking down all 130 teams. Yes, there'll be a podcast for every single FBS team, even some FCS and some 2.0s out there. Boise State 2.0, Liberty 2.0, might be a Northwestern 2.0 coming soon. And make sure you subscribe to the College Basketball Experience. Yes, EJ Liddell's back at Ohio State. I think they're going to be very good. They got some key transfers coming in. I think they're going to be contenders in the Big Ten. So we will have you covered on the College Basketball Experience. Just subscribe to that thing because we talk college basketball year round over there and college football year round over here. So subscribe, tell a friend. Me, Patty C, NC Nick, we've been handicapping every single Division I college basketball and college football game, every single one. In the past 4 years, and we've never had a losing season for each individual sport. as a collective, but also independently. We're also way over 500 on our locks. We give you all of that for free on the SGPN app, which is free to download in the App Store and Google Play Store. So go do that. And when you do that, make sure you make sure you give us a 5-star review. Say some nice things about us. Say, hey, you know, Ryan Day is amazing. He's the best coach in America. Say that on the review and give us 5 stars.
There you go. We're getting drunk here.
Yes.
Spitting football facts at you guys. 5 stars is much appreciated.
So give us 5 stars. And if you do that, take a screenshot with that device that you have, whatever it is that it is.
I don't care if it's a
mobile one Ericsson phone. All right. I don't care if you got a TI-81, right? You got to pull out the old disposable camera. No matter how the hell you do it, show me it on Twitter at @TheColbyD, and I will send you a College Football Experience t-shirt or a College Basketball Experience t-shirt. So you got to do it. Just get over there, do it. Brand new shirts, give them to you. Great new logo, looks really cool. And at @TheColbyD, give me a follow. Patty C is on Twitter at @PattyC831. NC Nick is on Twitter at @NC_NICK. And the College Football Experience is on Twitter at @TCE on SGPN. And the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is on Twitter at @TheSGPNetwork. Give them all a follow. Also, check out the Slack channel, Sports Gambling Podcast, because sometimes you work for a terrible place that doesn't want you diving into sports and betting on sports. So you just go to the Slack channel, Sports Gambling Podcast. You could talk, get all this knowledge. It's the ultimate quarterback sneak. It's the Mike Tomczak of the app world. All right.
I don't know if that's a strong endorsement.
He's an Ohio State quarterback. Oh, okay, you know? You come go. On. Kent Graham. Should I go Kent Graham on you?
Yeah. It's a Craig Krenzel of the app game.
There you go. It's like Purdue. Remember that great Purdue game?
Fourth
the
and
play action. Yeah, that was fantastic.
Ice in the veins.
Yes. Love it. Love that play call. All right, folks, this is the College Football Experience. Ohio State Buckeyes season preview. You better start thinking about yours. And we're